Enron, once the largest energy trading company in North America, has many analysts wondering whether it can avoid bankruptcy after a proposed merger with rival Dynegy fell apart yesterday. Enron's dramatic reversal of fortune represents one of the biggest collapses in U.S. corporate history, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
By taking the buying and selling of power online, Enron changed the energy business and in the process became the nation's seventh largest company in terms of revenue. Last August, Enron stock was trading at $90 a share, but that was before damaging revelations about money-losing partnerships that prompted 4 years of earnings restatements and triggered an investigation by federal securities regulators. As Enron's stock slid, its smaller rival, Dynegy, moved in with an offer to acquire Enron. However, as both Standard & Poor's and Moody's Investment Services downgraded the company's bonds to junk status, citing a lack of confidence, Dynegy decided to walk away from the deal. Mike Heim is an analyst with A.G. Edwards & Sons.
When they first agreed to buy Enron, I think they thought they could get some good trading operations and move up a level in terms of trading. But obviously they were very worried that there are other things they're getting on the negative side along with that nice trading operation.
Other analysts agree there are just too many question marks surrounding Enron right now. In terminating the merger discussions, Dynegy said some aspects of the original acquisition agreement had not been met, though the company did not elaborate. Dynegy also called Enron's current difficulties regrettable, though it said the company's woes don't reflect a failure of the energy merchant business. Carol Cole is an analyst with Prudential Securities. She says the collapse of the deal may indicate there is more bad news to come for Enron.
I think Dynegy may have been a little wary that there were other undisclosed items that might show up later on in the game, and they decided to cut the cord early.
Energy traders across the country had been sharply curtailing trading they'd been doing with Enron in recent days, and yesterday Enron pulled the plug on its online trading network. Gary Ackerman is with the Western Power Trading Forum. He says it's a far cry from the days when traders would gaze at their computer screens waiting for the moment when Enron's electronic trading system would come online.
They were a big company, and they were a bellwether company, too. They sort of led the pack in terms of which way the industry went, and losing them means we lose some of that polish and that shine.
Enron has announced it is suspending payment of some debt, and according to company chairman and CEO Kenneth Lay, is evaluating and exploring other options to protect its core energy businesses. However, almost no one expects Enron will be able to recover. Again, analyst Carol Cole.
I'm not sure that the banks will be willing to step up to the plate this time. I know the shareholders certainly wouldn't. And I'm not privy to another white knight that's waiting in the wings. So the most obvious alternative at this point appears to be seeking protection from their creditors in the bankruptcy courts.
With the ratings downgrades, nearly $4 billion in debt would come due immediately for Enron, and billions of dollars in other debt originally due next year could come due sooner. All money Enron likely has no way of paying. In reaction to the news, Enron's stock fell to 61 cents a share. It's expected much of Enron's energy business could now be shifted to other electronic trading systems, including one run by Dynegy. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.